Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jamie Knight, and I'm a realtor with Real Broker here in Cajun Country, Lafayette, Louisiana. The goal of this podcast is to provide massive value by bringing insider access to our area's top agents and find out how they've been able to achieve massive success in their business. My hope is that you take away a few things from their experiences to grow your own business. My guest today is a friend and fellow realtor, Andre Schlischer. Andre is heavily involved in her community, and her passion for her parish has allowed her to make amazing connections and generate a nice sales volume every year while making a difference. Welcome to the podcast, Andre.
Thank you.
So excited to have you. So I'm getting a little bit of your updates and hearing kind of where you are and how you got here. So start there. Tell us where you are and what areas you service. Start with how you got into the real estate business as well.
Sure. Fellow realtor, Zani Labrie. She and I have known each other for many, many years, well before I became a realtor. And she's kind of like a second mom to me.
Okay.
And she would always drop a little hint. You know, I really think you should get into real estate. I really think you'd be good at this. All these little things. And I would always tell her, no, it's just not the right time. It's not the right time. And then just one day, I kind of came back to her words and felt like it was the right time and called her and got started that way.
Awesome. Cool. And you service, tell us where you service.
I work all of Acadiana, but primarily Iberia Parish, Lafayette Parish, St. Martin, Vermilion.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Well, start with telling us how long you've been in the business too.
Sure. 10 years. Gotcha. It was 10 years in June.
Awesome. Cool. Well, so about the parish, we had said in the intro that you do a lot of work in your community. So Tell us a little bit about that work that you do in the community.
Sure. It's hard for me to say no to a lot of things,
right?
But I do enjoy what I participate in. I've been a longtime member of the Barry Queens of New Iberia. We started off as a primary fundraiser for Habitat for Humanity in Iberia Parish.
Okay.
And now we have actually given everything to Lafayette Habitat, and we have a new focus where we just team up with other nonprofits. Our focus is now our public school system, helping our teachers, providing classroom renovations. So I'm heavily involved in the Barry Queens. I am incoming chairman for the Greater Iberia Chamber of Commerce. I developed that passion from being part of Leadership Iberia in 2017 and got to learn my parish on a whole different level. And so that just sparked my love for the chamber and a deeper love and appreciation from where I was born and raised and currently live. I am a on the board of directors for Iberia Project Graduation. We provide a safe place for kids to celebrate after graduation on graduation night with their classmates. I am on the board of directors for IDF, which is Iberia Development Foundation. So it's a very business-structured board of directors, a whole different skill set of information that I learn about every month, and it's really intriguing to me. I'm in the Iberia Optimist Club. I'm past president for that. I'm a Eucharistic minister at my church, and I think I'm forgetting one or two things. Oh, no, Iberia Advent calendar. This is our second year, so it's
wow.
A lot.
That is a lot. That's a
yeah.
lot. You're getting to work, girl. I love it.
Yeah.
And you're making a difference. That's awesome. So you had said something to me earlier, which really resonated with me, is a lot of people get on these boards for the wrong reasons.
Right.
And they maybe aren't genuine in their intentions for doing that. So talk to me about that.
Sure. I guess I can kind of equate it to every election season. You see these politicians go to these churches they've never attended or go to these functions you've never seen their face at. And people pick up on that. They know.
Yeah.
And I feel that if you're going to be involved in your community, if you're going to be involved in a nonprofit or a community organization, you need to be a part of it because you truly believe in their mission or you truly believe in what they're trying to do or accomplish, because again, people will pick up on that. They'll know if you sign up, but you never show up for anything, people know. But if you sign up and you roll up your sleeves and you get to work and truly make a difference, people notice that.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. You know, you could totally see when people are halfway in, because
right.
I've been on a few boards and stuff like that. And,
yep.
and you just see the people who are there because they want to move their political agenda
Correct.
Or gain business from it.
Correct.
Which ultimately, they don't end up gaining business from it because they're not passionate about it.
Right.
So how does that translate to real estate sales?
Sure. So on the Chamber of Commerce, we are a very diverse board. Every board member comes from a different background of business. So I fill the seat for real estate. So I bring that level of expertise to the table. Like I said, I was part of the Leadership Iberia. I've been on the chamber board 5 years, I think. So for the past 5 years, anything that was involved in real estate or real estate economy in Iberia Parish, I brought that knowledge to the table. So, you know, you're in a room with like-minded individuals, business-focused individuals. So they lean to you for that level of expertise in the boardroom and outside of the boardroom. So I've kind of been a voice for that just through the chamber itself, no less any of the other organizations I'm in.
Nice. I love that. Yeah. And I've been on a couple boards too, like even in my subdivision or whatnot, like mm-hmm. they have like somebody that sits in that, like sure. you said, real estate chair. And then that everybody in the neighborhood is calling, texting you, hey, what's the value of my house or what's
exactly.
this, you know, and that really is a great way for people to get involved at a high level and kind of insert themselves as the mm-hmm. expert for
yes.
real estate.
Yes.
So
that's exactly it.
I love that. So not only are they hearing from you at board meetings and events mm-hmm. about real estate, they automatically that assume that I need to call Andre.
If I have a question for months from now, weeks from
right.
now, they're reaching out to me.
About real estate.
Correct.
I love that. Okay. So that's a huge thing for realtors to hear, obviously, too. We always talk about get involved with their community, mm-hmm. but this is a very tangible way that a realtor can get involved in their communities and say, hey, you know, get involved in the chamber and maybe be the voice of real estate and
correct.
That board.
Correct.
Where are we going as a community? We say parish, but as a
sure.
county or city, if realtors are listening around the nation. So I love that. I love that as being kind of one specific thing that you can take away from that. On leadership, anything else that you want to kind of chat about? Maybe what you guys are doing? You talked about the calendar thing.
Sure. We started last year, a friend of mine started last year, the New Iberia Advent Calendar. She took it from a Hallmark movie and as a way to keep people in Iberia Parish during the holiday season. It's a strong push to promote Iberia Parish. We have a phenomenal mayor and parish president that work together. They're very business-minded, not so much your typical politician. So we want to be a part of the growth. We want to be a part of the positivity. So we have 21 nights of free activities open to the community. And to see families come back every night, familiar faces, new families. It's just very heartwarming to see people invest in their community on the same level that we're trying to invest in our community.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's awesome. I love the Hallmark movie yeah. reference because it's around Christmas and we
yes,
watch a lot
yes.
of Hallmark movies. So that's a great idea that you're doing that, trying to build that community awareness and get people out in the community to come support.
Correct.
And stuff. So what other challenges are like you guys having as a parish? Are y'all having other challenges like insurance? I know we're having some struggles
insurance
with that.
Insurance is the
biggest that's challenge.
That's the hot topic in Iberia Parish. We're a coastal parish, so we already have that strike against us. If you live below Highway 90 or Highway 14, it's even worse for you because a lot of that land is in a flood zone or flood zone that requires flood insurance. We're all in flood zones. Actually, yesterday for the Chamber of Commerce, we had an event called Eggs and Issues, and we had the state insurance commissioner, Tim Temple. It was just him, and he came and spoke about how do we get here, which a lot of people just don't know. They want to complain about their insurance quotes, but they don't fully understand why we got into this position to begin with. No fault of our own. We live in a hurricane-prone parish. You know, what are we doing right now? What are our problems at this moment? And what are we going to do in the future to help solve some of these issues? And just to hear, you know, the man on the state level with his vision, the work he's done so far in such a short period of time, because he just got elected into this position, was very eye-opening and educational that I wish all citizens could have listened to, because like I said, a lot of your general citizen doesn't understand a lot of this information or know a lot of this information.
Right. Was there something that you took from that meeting that you would like to share with?
One thing that was very interesting is we have a lot of new insurance carriers that are coming to our state that are going to be writing in our state. He has a lot of applications on his desk that are just in the approval process for them to begin to start writing. And nothing's really going to change until we have more carriers writing here, because competition is what drives the prices down.
Gotcha.
Right now, we don't have a whole lot of competition. So that's why our prices are so high. Part of the reason why our prices are so high. He talked about auto insurance as well, not just homeowners and property taxes, but homeowners insurance, that's the hot topic right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know that's got to be the hot topic because it's making things almost unaffordable for some people.
It's pricing out a lot of people.
Even people who've been in their homes for a lifetime.
Yes.
Like they're having to take a risk now and say, like, do I drop my insurance? Like,
that's exactly
it. Because I can't even
it.
Afford it now.
I've seen a lot of people who are dropping their flood insurance, and they're in flood-prone areas, and that's scary. But the flood insurance is so high, that's the risk that they have to take because they need to keep their homeowners insurance.
Yeah. You feel for people. It's a common thread around Louisiana as I travel and visit with other people in other communities. And it's the same struggles. We're all struggling with that in every parish, especially, like you said, those parishes that hit the coastline. You're just penalized. You're punished because you hit the Gulf.
That's correct. And Iberia Parish hasn't had a direct hit storm. You know, I don't want to jinx ourselves, but in a long time. But we suffer for the surrounding parishes and what because they've been hit.
Yeah, definitely. So it's interesting to hear about all that. And I love to hear all the things that you're doing in the community. But one other thing that you're doing well is you are doing social media really well, which is awesome. Sure. So tell us about what you're doing on social media, because that's another way that you keep in touch with your people.
Right. I learned years ago that, you know, to be a realtor on social media, it can't always be about real estate. People are going to tune you out. They're going to scroll past you. They might even unfollow you because they're tired of seeing the same post about, I have this for sale, new price here. You know, you have to have that perfect mix of posts. You want to be able, you want them to see you as a person, as a citizen, as a mother or a father or whatever, and as a realtor. So I try to have a healthy combination of posts about my business, posts about my family and friends, and posts about my community involvement.
Gotcha. And what mix do you like to do? Because I always have realtors ask me, like, what's a good mix? Is it 50-50 family? Or, you know, you're adding community, business, family, friends, all that stuff to the list. But what would you say is a good mix to that list?
About 25% of each.
Gotcha.
Just so, like I said, a good healthy mix that when they see my name, they're not automatically saying, oh, gosh, and scrolling past me.
All Andre talks about is
real estate.
Is real estate in Iberia Parish.
Broken record. They don't want to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah. They want to see pictures with your kids.
Exactly.
And they want to
see
the
family. Video of the latest event I was at or helping with. And Yeah.
One thing we did recently, we had done a Christmas event here at our office for all of the little kids, because we have a lot of realtors in our office that have a lot of little kids. So we did an event over here where we did some cookie decorating and we did some ornament painting and all that stuff. Yeah. And we did a couple pictures and it was so well received. I think it was a perfect mix, like you said, of like that. I love on my social media, I love posting those different percentages, but I also love posting those blended mixed posts that's like, okay, now you see in Jamie and his family standing in front of the real estate company sign, and you're also seeing the kids decorating ornaments and all of those things. So it's a family / business.
When you're part of a brokerage that also finds value in those types of events and those types of gatherings, that makes a difference as well. You know, we have something called Very Berry Christmas Quest this upcoming Saturday in Iberia Parish, sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce. And we invite different merchants throughout the parish to be what's called a stop. And they'll have activities or they might have a Christmas snack or whatnot. And my brokerage is one of the stops. So it's nice to see. People also want to see that. They want to, Andre's at McGee Scott Realty and they're doing this event for Very Berry. But McGee Scott Realty is doing an event for the community. So it's that perfect blend.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you guys do that. And y'all are so well respected in y'all's community for sure. So that's great that McGee Scott does that because they're awesome. So I guess tell us a little bit more about, you talked about video. So what kind of things are you like videoing? Because I know some people are like, I can't even get on video or whatever, and they're nervous about that. So talk to us a little bit about video, because I'm starting to pick up a little bit more video as far as in my content that I'm putting out on social media.
Sure.
So tell us what you're doing. Are you doing just stories, reels? Like, what are you doing?
So for video, you know, you're right. A lot of people are nervous. That's why a lot of realtors don't do it. But what they're not realizing is folks do not want to see you on camera. You know, makeup, I'm a female, so I'm going to talk about makeup. You know, your makeup perfect, your hair perfect, with the best setting behind. They want to see the real you. So if you stumble, it's okay. If you look like a hot mess, it's okay. They're probably going to watch
that's
and listen to what you
one.
Say. Yeah. Exactly. That's what they want to see. So I do a mix again. I might talk about a listing, or I might talk about something funny that happened at a showing, or just interesting facts, a tip for a seller, a tip for a buyer, something that they can learn from. They might not be my seller. They might not be my buyer, but maybe next time that they're in the market for a realtor, they might remember or see me often on Facebook with these videos and come to me then, or even refer somebody to me because maybe they're in an experience where they weren't pleased with the service that they were getting from their realtor and, you know, they stick with them to the end. But someone might ask them, hey, who should I use? And they might remember my videos where I gave them tips and whatnot.
Nice, nice. How often are you putting out that content?
as it comes and flows. I don't really plan it because I also don't want to be too structured if I'm trying to be natural. If it's something that I really want to have a series for, that's one thing. But if it's just something, like I said, something funny that happened in a showing, it might not always happen, but
gotcha.
Pull this out day your phone, something happened and yeah. I want to kind of share it. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that because I always struggle with like, okay, should I be putting out one a day? Should I be putting out two or three a week? What is the plan? And I know people who do social media well tend to have somewhat of a plan, but it's okay to not have a plan and just be spontaneous about it. I just didn't know if you had a structure that you were trying to stick to or whatnot.
I feel, in my opinion, you know, just my personal opinion, you come off a little bit more real if it's just ebbs and flows into your daily work routine.
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. One thing that we always ask on the podcast, and this is something that I always kind of at the core of what we're doing is we're trying to help realtors grow their business. And I know a lot of realtors are struggling right now in 2024. What would you tell either a brand new realtor or a realtor who is maybe struggling right now in 2024 to get them on a path to start growing their business?
Sure. For a new realtor, you know, a lot of these new realtors might have seen what other realtors did in the 2021, 2022 timeframe and thinks that this is just a cakewalk. This is easy. And you and I both know it's not easy. You know, there's a lot of behind the scenes that, that these new realtors have no idea that they're about to dive into. So for a new realtor, you know, my best advice is you've got to take the steps. You're not just going to jump into it and be successful. You might have some really lucky breaks at the beginning, but you can't continue on that high because there's always going to be some lows. So it's about learning as much as you can, understanding the process, and don't just assume that it's going to come to you. You're going to have to work hard. You're going to maybe have to take those phone duties at your office more than you want to. You're going to have to learn how to put yourself out there, but in a way that works for you and that fits you. Kind of like with the community, people are going to pick up on that. So you got to find the way that's natural to you. For agents who are struggling, oh gosh, if you're struggling, it's all about sometimes getting back to the basics, going back to, okay, where do I see my business even a year from now? What do I need to do to get there? Do I need to backtrack and maybe try to find a different path or tweak the path that I'm on? Find where your strengths are and capitalize on your strengths. And don't always look to what others are doing. It's great to see what others are doing and maybe take a little bit from each person, which is the purpose of this podcast right here, but don't fixate on, oh my gosh, they're selling so much and I'm not selling anything. Because when you get fixated on somebody else's accomplishments, it's going to lower your self-confidence. So find your strengths, hone in on that, but take little bits of everything. I mean, I've done that in my own office with my brokers. I've kind of taken a little bit of one, a little bit of another, and a little bit of some of the other top agents in my office, and I kind of molded it to what I do today.
Yeah, and what makes sense in your business,
correct,
for sure.
And my personality.
Yeah, because even what you talk about with the community, although I love to be involved with boards, I have little kids at home. So it's like I can't be as involved as you are in the community.
But that's how I started. I started with my kids.
The little kids at home.
Yes. My youngest went to St. Edward's Catholic School, and my involvement started with joining the PTO board.
Yeah.
And it just went from there.
That's another good advice that I hear agents, and I've heard that several times on the podcast, is join your local organization at schools.
Yes.
Is a great way to get started because you're already wanting to make sure your kids have the best experience, of course, too.
Your passion is there.
Exactly.
You're with these parents all the time, field trips, school events. They're seeing your face. So they start to have a deeper level of respect for you when you take that extra step into a leadership role.
That's actually really good advice too, because not everybody has the ability to join a chamber of commerce or whatnot, but they could definitely join the PTO or they can get involved with their kids' schools.
Because you're probably there anyway.
You're there anyway. You're passionate about it anyway, and you might as well just jump in and start kind of putting your face out there, meeting people.
Exactly.
Putting your company logo t-shirt on or
on. It's true. Because when they see you in that leadership role, then they start to see you in that leadership role in the real estate world. They start to see you as that expert, that person that'll be able to take charge, will be able to handle it, that sort of thing.
I love that. Yeah, so that's definitely great advice for sure. So let's talk about your client base and stuff like that too. So what kind of things are you doing to kind of stay in front of them, maybe other than these events? Is it social media? What are you doing to kind of
stay in touch
with them?
A lot of it's social media. You know, I know a lot of people might not like or share my post or comment on my post. But in just organic conversations that I'll have with them. They'll say, oh, wow, I noticed how you sold a house the other day. Or, oh, I see you're doing really well. And they never comment on anything.
Yeah.
So I know that they're paying attention. So I still find that social media is extremely important because people do see it.
Right.
And they're recognizing it and they're remembering it. Social media and just staying at the forefront in people's minds my way, you know, in my natural way of doing things. And I find that by me being in a leadership role throughout my community, like I said earlier, they see you as that leader. So they start to see you as that leader in an industry because they see you as a leader in other parts of your life.
Yeah, that's awesome. So one thing that I know that you do well is you're super organized. So tell us a little bit about how you set all that up.
So my life is by my planner. I'm a paper planner kind of gal. It's very cathartic to scratch something out whenever I'm done with it.
Definitely.
But my daily routine, my monthly routine goes by my planner. So I always keep a very detailed record of my day-to-day. That helps me keep myself organized in my business. If somebody's calling me and I'm in the middle of something, I can quickly see, okay, this is what I've got today. Where can I fit them in tomorrow or whatever the case may be? So I find that people pick up on that if you're organized. And you don't have to be OCD organized, but just a general organization goes a long way because these people are making what can be the biggest financial decision of their lives, of buying or selling. So they want to lean to somebody who's got it together. Even if you have to kind of fake it sometimes, do the best you can and try to stay as organized as you can. And as long as you stay on top of that file, they're going to pick up on that. They're going to appreciate that. And that's where the referrals will also come after the transaction's closed.
Yeah, because there are so many realtors out there that you know they're a hot mess.
Correct. Yeah. They're posting like, about how they're a hot mess.
Yeah. Be like, yeah, that's not getting you any clients.
No.
That's not helping.
Or at least
you.
Not getting you the level of respect that you're hoping for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Top tier professionals are organized. You hear a lot about people who live and die by their lists and
they're organized
and stuff like that. So, so definitely I hear you on that. One thing that you kind of had touched on a little bit was reaching them where they are. And that was, you had talked about being able to, you answer your phone at any given time. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. I'm the type of realtor, and I tell my clients from jump, especially if it's the first time I meet them. I'm like, number one, you're never bothering me. You hear that often. Oh, I didn't want to bother you. So I called the listing agent. Or, oh, I knew you were on vacation, so I didn't want to bother you. Well, I never post when I'm going on vacation.
Yeah.
I'll post when I get back. Because I don't want my clients to think that they're bothering me because it could be a quick phone call or a quick text message and then I'm done and I'm moving on back to family time or whatever.
Yeah, I love that. And one thing that I've been doing in my business lately that's been really neat is been this app called Dub, which is similar to BombBomb and other services that allows you to embed video into text messages or email. And you talked about being available at any given time. And I'm a phone guy, so I like to contact people by phone. Sometimes it's not the most convenient time to call someone.
Right.
So if I have a listing video update, what I might do is I'll record this video in this Dub app and basically just text it to them. And they may not have time to get their listing update video, but I'm seeing them watch it at like 9:30 at night, which is awesome. And it makes you kind of available to them-ish at their time. That's convenient to them.
For them. Exactly. Because if it's after 5 o'clock, I'm going to answer my phone. If it's the weekend, I'm going to answer my phone because that might be the most convenient time for them. And that just goes into exactly what you're saying. The most convenient time for especially your families with young children, your typical working middle class buyer, they might not be able to get to you until 9, 10 o'clock because that's their downtime. That's their time where they can focus on what you're trying to tell them.
Yeah. So I feel like that's one tool that I've had success with is just doing those little videos, giving that little feedback and moving on, you know, and then they can consume the content at a time that makes sense to them.
And they're still hearing your voice. They're still seeing your face. They're still getting your message.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, and then also it's a time savings too.
Yes.
Because sometimes these clients will, look, I like to talk on the phone, but sometimes you just don't have 30, 45 minutes to talk to somebody
exactly
on the phone about their listing.
Or they don't have the time to talk to you because they're busy schedule. So, it's a win-win for both sides.
Yep, absolutely. So we're going to probably close it out, but I want to go ahead and have you talk about maybe one more word of encouragement that you'd give to anyone, any agent who's listening to this thing, if they want to grow their business, what kind of encouragement would you give to them right now?
Involvement. Find what suits your personality, what fits your lifestyle, and find your niche, big or small. I recommend, of course, starting small unless you just got a big personality, then go big. But get involved, whether it's through your children's lives, through your church, or through your community. Find a small way to get involved and just let it naturally grow from there.
Yeah, and do it in the right way.
And do it in the right way.
Be passionate.
Exactly.
Go all in, but be passionate about it.
Give it your all. Exactly. Yeah.
So I love that. Well, Andre, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. I am just amazed by our community of realtors that we have in Acadiana and just the differences that we all do in our business, and what's working for us is amazing. And I just appreciate you sharing what you're doing in the community, what you're doing on social media to reach your clients, because it's making a huge difference. And it's different than, you know, a lot of other realtors are doing it, and it's working for you. So I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to come sit down with us and share your story on the podcast. I know realtors are going to really dig it. And if anybody has any business that they have in New Iberia or Iberia Parish, you know, definitely reach out to Andre.
Absolutely.
And she's a great referral partner if you need anything in that area. I appreciate you coming on again.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, I hope you guys are enjoying the content and the podcast. And if you are, give us a like, give us a favorable review, share it with a realtor, share it with a friend. You know, we're just trying to bring a lot of value to realtors here in our community and across the U.S. So I hope that you guys are having a great day. Have a great one.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.